Yerushalmi, Kilayim, corresponding to Bavli Menachos, Daf Pei Gimel. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Lamadalad on the base at the second Mishnah, Arzis Nokov. Arzis Nokov, Makadish Bekemim, Vishain Nokov, Eina Makadish. Seeds that are planted in a perforated plant pot prohibit. If it's unperforated, they do not prohibit. If Shimon Aime, Zeva Ze Asurim, Beloi Makadchim, if Shimon says both are forbidden, but they don't prohibit. Hamavi, Arzis Nokov Bekerim, Im Hoisif, Bemosayim, Asa. If one carried a perforated plant pot through a vineyard underneath the vines, if the contents grew 1/200, then it's prohibited. And the Gemara says, Tani ein bein artzis nokov la artzis shein nokov ela hechsher zoyim bolvad kub shimon baram karbonon if choinin. The Gemara brings from the Braisa the only difference between a perforated and an unperforated pot is whether the seeds that got wet there can now contract tumah. This is according to Rav Shimon, but according to Rabbanon, there are also other cases where perforated is considered attached. Arzis Nokov, Makadish Bekem, Vishena Nokov, Eina Makadish. First of all, a perforated pot of seeds prohibits in a vineyard, an unperforated pot does not. Another din is Hatoilish Ma'arzis Nokov, Chayev, Vishena Nokov, Potter. One who detaches from something growing in a perforated pot is liable on Shabbos, from an unperforated pot, he is exempt. Arzis Nokov, Eina Machshe, Esa Zoyim, Vishena Nokov, Machshe Zoyim, and the Braitha taught that all agree that growth in a perforated pot that became wet are not yet able to contract tumor. In an unperforated pot, then they are. Rav Yosi Amala Stam Rechinina Matiba B'Shem Rav Shmuel B'Rav Yitzchak Hatoira Ribsa B'Taras Zoyim. Rav Yosi, without the name source, and Rav Chanina from Rav Shmuel B'Rav Yitzchak said that the Torah considers even planted in a perforated pot to be attached to the ground that they cannot contract tumor. Ma Tam V'Chiyipom In Nivlasam Al Kozera Zahua Asher Yizara Tahu. What's the source for this case? It's the Pasuk in Vayikra, Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Lamed Zayin, and if of their carcass falls upon any sowing seed which is sown, it remains tahor. The extra wording it describes sowing comes to include even seeds sown in a perforated pot. Tani, Atzis Shein Enokov, Ma'asoysov, Me'alocha, Utumosoy Enim Edamas, Ve'en Chayavim Alea Chaymesh. But the Baisa says that the tithing of the produce in an unperforated pot is rabbinic. If its trimmer, which is rabbinic, falls into another type, it doesn't prohibit, as it's annulled in the majority, and a non-kohen who accidentally eats from it does not need to pay an extra fifth. Rabbi Yosi Bari, Ma'u Laima Abitoi HaMoitzi Lechem in Ha'aretz. Rabbi Yosi asked the question, does one recite the bracha HaMoitzi Lechem in Ha'aretz over bread made from grains that grew in an unperforated pot? Rabbi Yona Boy Kane Dalas Katalush Hu L'Sachechba, and Rabbi Yona asked another question, gourd growing in an unperforated pot, are the leaves considered attached that they could be used as schach for a sukkah? Rabbi Yehuda Be'apazi Boy Nota Chamish Gefonim V'Chamish Atzitzim She'inam Nekuvim, which is say V'asam Shtaim Keneged Shtaim V'Achas Yotzei Zanav At Amar Kerem Hu Hafroi, should say any kerem, v'yesh kerem metaltel. Rav Yehuda Bar Pavi asked that if one planted five vines in five unperforated pots in the form of a 2x2 with a tail, it's considered a vineyard. But if he moved the pots from their places, they are not considered to be a vineyard. But is a vineyard portable? Shmuel Amar b'ma'av tachas kol gefen v'gefen. Shmuel says that the Mishnah that taught if one carries a perforated pot, plant pot through a vineyard, if the contents grew 1/200 is prohibited, he passed the pot under each and every vine. Rabbi Yochanan la'avir asor hi masnisa. Rabbi Yochanan says the cases that he passed the plant leaves over and within 10 tvachim of a vine. He v'chamish chamisha atzitzim, should say nekuvim tachas gefen achas taflugta drevlaza. Rabbi Yochanan ha'ise ein nesa v'shein noise nesa. Avlam he v'atzis echad tachas chamish gefonim ko ama moidi she'ise nesa. If he passed five perforated pots under one vine, there's a dispute between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan, as was discussed at the end of the third Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan said that the vine becomes prohibited, and Rabbi Elazar responded that if the plant that prohibits does not become prohibited, how could the vine that does not prohibit become prohibited? But if he passed one pot under five vines, all agree that the plant that prohibits becomes prohibited. Hadnalach per kamavich es hagefen.